I am Namwal Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A Dallas police officer escorting Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton's motorcade is dead. The officer's motorcycle apparently hit a concrete abutment and went out of control. Witnesses say the officer was thrown at least 40 feet from the vehicle. Clinton says she's heartsick over the loss of life. Dallas police have not released the name of the officer who died. Congressman Rick Renzi is facing charges of using his office for personal gain. The Arizona Republican was indicted today on federal conspiracy, wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, and insurance fraud charges. They stem from an investigation into Renzi's relationship with a former business partner over land deals in Arizona. The feds say that relationship lined the pockets of Renzi's business partner and Renzi's father. Renzi announced last August he isn't seeking re-election. The government is giving the green light to a new high-tech system for monitoring the U.S. border with Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has approved a 28-mile section of virtual fence along the Arizona border. It consists of towers studded with cameras, radar, and sensors. Border Patrol agents say a test run allowed them to intercept 100 illegal immigrants last week. The White House puts it bluntly, saying, "Our embassy was attacked by thugs. All non-essential personnel are being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Belgrade after it came under attack." Thursday, a group of demonstrators angry about Kosovo's independence threw rocks, broke windows, and set a fire at the compound. A burned body was found inside the compound. U.S. officials say it was not an American or an embassy employee. The U.S. and many of its Western allies support Kosovo's independence from Serbia. Serbia and Russia do not. A rescuer says all 46 passengers aboard a plane that crashed in Venezuela are dead. The plane went missing late Thursday. It set off from Mérida in western Venezuela and was headed for Caracas. Venezuela's top emergency official says the twin-engine plane crashed into a mountain shortly after takeoff. There's no word yet on what may have caused the crash. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.